Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During the recent meeting in Tokyo of the foreign ministers of the world's leading industrial democracies, known as the G7, discussions focused on current international crises and the need for a unified response. The discussions were fruitful, said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The G7 has strengthened its role as the steering committee of the world's advanced democracies, demonstrating unprecedented unity of purpose and unity of action on the issues that are defining the 21st century.
The first was the crisis in the Middle East, said Secretary Blinken.
The G7 ministers reaffirmed our staunch support for Israel's right and obligation to defend itself and seek to ensure the attacks of October 7th can never happen again in accordance with international humanitarian law.
The ministers also agreed, Secretary Blinken said, that humanitarian pauses would help to protect Palestinian civilians, increase the sustained flow of humanitarian assistance, to allow our citizens and foreign nationals to exit, and to facilitate the release of hostages.
Ultimately, the only way to ensure that this crisis never happens again is to begin setting the conditions for durable peace and security. These must include the Palestinian people's voices and aspirations at the center of post-crisis governance in Gaza.
Another key focus of the meeting was the G7's enduring support for Ukraine.
The G7 has led the world in galvanizing and sustaining that support. And as we told Foreign Minister Kuleba today, Ukraine can count on us.
Secretary Blinken noted that the G7 ministers also discussed the Indo-Pacific and steps they are taking together to contend with challenges to their shared vision of a free, open, and prosperous region. Those challenges include the PRC's actions in the South and East China Seas and the PRC's coercive efforts to change the status quo on Taiwan. Discussions also focused on the DPRK's provocative actions and missile launches and the dangerous military cooperation between the DPRK and Russia. At this inflection point in the struggle of protecting the international order, we are standing strong for our vision of a more free, secure, open, and prosperous world, declared Secretary Blinken. And we do not stand alone. We've built extraordinary coalitions with allies and partners who carry their share of the burden, and we leave this G7 meeting stronger and more united in meeting the challenges of today.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.